Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. And Jack is back after a couple of weeks off on vacation. I kept waiting for your postcard, Jack. It must be lost in the mail or something.
You forgot to give me my allowance before I left.
Monday night, the Flint City Council did not vote to sign a 30-year contract with the Great Lakes Water Authority. The authority is providing Flint's water now. It's also Detroit's water source. In the long run, the city could be on the hook for about $600,000 a month in extra costs if it doesn't sign the deal. The mayor wanted the deal. The council didn't. What's really happening here?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I think it stands to reason this agreement makes sense for the city. It has Detroit water, it's clean water, and they don't want to mess around anymore with switching. But I think they need to do this process fairly quickly for out of economic necessity.
A Michigan Radio investigation found that in roughly the first 4 months of this year, nearly a third of all Flint water customers received a past due notice, and nearly a tenth of all customers owe more than $1,000. Flint leaders had put a moratorium in place to block the city from putting tax liens on people's houses to recoup their unpaid water bills. But yesterday, a state board that oversees Flint's city finances struck down that moratorium. Is there any fair way out of that situation, Jack?
There absolutely is. The state of Michigan should assume all of these bills. The state of Michigan poisoned these people's water. Now, if you have cases of people who have unpaid bills from before 2014, that's another issue. If they weren't paying their water bill when they were getting good water, all right. To make them pay for water they couldn't use, you might be able to justify a nominal fee for water used to flush the toilet, which is about all you could use it for. But this is certainly outrageous, and I remind you, this comes exactly at the same time where the state appropriated another $4 million, so far $8.5 million, for the legal fees of the people who poisoned the water. People like the fire DEQ director, Dan Wyant, and his press aide, Brad Werfel, and other people like that. So I think, in the standpoint of justice, the state just ought to eat this.
The Education Achievement Authority is closing up shop this week. The EAA was the mini school district established by the Snyder administration that started out 5 years ago with the goal of turning around 15 Detroit public schools. Now those schools are returning to the regular Detroit district. Care to give the EAA a grade on its work, Jack?
What's lower than F? I mean, this was a disaster. In fact, Governor Snyder may be unfairly blamed for some things. He probably doesn't get enough blame for this. This was Governor Snyder's baby. He wanted to spread it statewide, if you remember. And due to the diligence, as they now forgotten, term-limited former state representative Ellen Kogan Lipton, who spent her own time and a lot of money digging out records, using FOIA to find out that the state plainly lied about a lot of these things. They were giving them money that they weren't admitting to, that was meant for the Detroit public schools, and they were a failure in every sense. They didn't help scores. Scores got worse, the ones that I saw at any rate. So this is a thing that is deservedly ending. We have to hope that with a new superintendent, the Detroit Public Schools will be doing much better.
Amazon wants to deliver 1,600 jobs to Michigan at a new facility in Romulus, but the massive online retailer asked for and got a little help from the state. The Michigan Strategic Fund Board approved the deal. Is $5 million in public money too much shipping and handling to get those jobs to Metro Detroit?
Well, something like 1,600 jobs. It's a lot of jobs. It seems to me sort of a bargain. Now, there's another school of criticism, which is that Amazon puts brick-and-mortar stores, not only bookstores, but Amazon sells diapers. It sells all sorts of stuff that is bad for local retailers. And that's true, but it isn't going to change. And nobody orders from Amazon based on where their warehouse is. If we didn't give them this break, they might go to Ohio or somewhere else, and we really lose out. So Amazon shopping seems to be the wave of the future. Everybody buys everything these days, from soup to nuts, on Amazon, maybe not ice cubes. And to me, without doing a scientific analysis, it seems to me like a good bargain for the state of Michigan.
Jack, thanks a lot.
I'll see you in the aisles of our local closed bookstore.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition. And you're listening to Michigan Radio.